Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents In Shining Armor by Elliot James, narrated by Roger Wayne. Why should I be dismayed, though flame had burned the whole world, as it were a coal? Now I have seen it weighed against a soul. From A Friend's Illness by W.B. Yeats. Part the First. Baby Come Back. Prologue. Boston, 1965. It was 4:30 in the morning, and Tess Arbiter was up and had breakfast cooking when I went to pick up my partner, Nick. Red-haired, pale-skinned, medium-sized, with a bit of heft to her after six kids, Tess was swathed in a thick, soft-looking, light-blue nightgown. She didn't even try to get me to sit down at the dining room table, just shoved a paper plate with a toasted ham and egg sandwich, two potato cakes, and some sausage links into my hand. I took off the top slice of bread and began to add the sausage and the potato cakes to the sandwich. "I hate it when you do that," Tess grumbled while she poured me a cup of coffee. "It's like you just want to get the meal over with as fast as possible." "If I don't have a hand free, your husband will want to drive," I explained, assuming he ever finishes his constitutional. That's what the arbiters called it when Nick spent a lot of time on the can, his constitutional.
"Nick's not that bad a driver," Tess said loyally, but she was smiling while she said it.
"That's right," Nick exclaimed as he swaggered downstairs. He didn't make any attempt to move quietly or lower his voice, but all of the arbiter kids could probably sleep through earthquakes or thunderstorms after growing up in a house that had five siblings and Nick in it. My partner was a tall, burly guy with bushy hair and a booming voice.